Welcome to Seeing Into Being Summit, spiritual insights and stories to awaken the golden age in your heart, mind, and daily life.
Sister Shanti, Om Shanti, and very warm welcome to this beautiful program, Seeing Into Being. Hope you're doing well, and thank you for joining.
Hello, Eric. Om Shanti. Yes, I'm doing very well, thank you, and I'm happy to be with you.
Lovely. And as you know, this initiative is very timely, and I think when the world is really wondering about the future, I think Bhagdara has been inspiring us for so many years to be pioneers in a visionary sense, and the program Seeing Into Being, let's start with the seeing part of it. And what we're really hoping is for you to share some insights based on your own personal experience of Golden Age. I'm sure you have had many free tickets to Golden Age already in your Brahmin life, and Baba has given you amazing experiences. So can we start with maybe asking you to share some of the, some of the experiences you can recall that really had an impact on you, in which you really felt and experienced the Golden Age?
As a child, I had several trance message experiences, and in that I would see, at that time when I was seeing Krishna, I didn't know that it was Krishna, but later when I described Krishna, then others told me that that's who it was, the one with the flute. But it was a scene in which there was a lot of beauty, a lot of color, lightness, and a feeling of just freedom, just so much space that there were no restrictions, no conditions being imposed at all, and a feeling of being in a space of love where there was nothing except love. And so that's my childhood memory of those experiences. And then sometimes when I've had drishti from the dadis, I feel I've been transported into another dimension. And it's again a dimension that's, the two words that come to mind are love and light, that everything is filled with a radiance and a light that's shining. And there's a specific experience of personal love, but also a love that's universal. So it's not just a love that's sort of all around you, but a love that very much touches you. It's reaching you personally. So in that sense, a very personal experience of love, but also a love that's there being shared amongst all very openly and very freely. So it's these two things that have come to my experience. There's an expression that we sometimes use, and that is, we would like to see the kingdom of Satyug here. And whenever Dadi Janaki has used that statement, what she's talking about is the experience of living together in perfect harmony. And so nobody's treading on another one's toes, and you're not having to take avoidance steps to protect yourself in any way, but everything flows very naturally, very easily, and everyone is in step with each other. And so the dance is one of perfect harmony. And she sometimes says to us, I'd like to see the kingdom of Satyug here. Everything working in perfect order, in perfect synchronicity, and perfect harmony. So that again is another insight about Satyug.
What about the, I know there are so many layers in the experience, but the also understanding of Golden Age and the way it's going to happen. On a physical level, in the visions that you had over the years, how would you describe what you've seen, and how much do you think this is really the reality or just a kind of a little preview of something that may be a little bit different? So what was your experience on the physical level of the description of Golden Age that you had?
To me, it seems very, very logical and reasonable that, yes, when the soul is completely pure and divine and is filled with all virtues, then, yes, there will be just that lightness, and there will be just that experience of love and beauty. Today, also, when something is completely pure and clean, then we would say that it looks really beautiful. And so in Satyug, yes, definitely, nature in its prime state, and so everything absolutely beautiful. The human form, again, just radiating light because it's so clean, so pure, it's not got any heaviness of bones and flesh, but it's filled with that lightness, both of the luminosity, but also the lightness of weight. And so I think that, well, the things I've seen, and of course that is insight into that experience of Satyug, that there will be a flow of energy in which, because you know me and I know you pretty well, and there's a transparency and trust that we have with each other, then yes, it makes sense that we'll be able to live together in perfect harmony. There won't be any rough edges that we'll have to compensate for, either for myself or for you. And so we'll just flow together.
So there won't be any service meetings over there in Golden Age?
I think there'll be family meetings, but I don't
family
think there'll
meetings.
Be.
Okay.
I don't think there'll be service meetings.
All
because
right.
Everything is functioning so easily, so naturally. And even when the royal court comes together for governance, when everything's moving in harmony and very smoothly, you don't have to discuss how to deal with this problem or that problem, or there's a financial budget that has to be, you know, accounted for. So even governance will be a sweet and simple process of give and take and exchange and ideas and everything moving. Nothing will get stuck or stagnant. It'll just be a flow. Yeah.
Just to complete a little bit on that physical aspect of it, any specific image or detail that you can remember from some of your visions that seems particularly appealing to you?
One particular image, and it gives an idea of a bigger picture. Think about gold and how heavy gold is here in Kali Yuga. And think about the eyelids and how delicate the eyelids are. And even if there's, you know, a little bit of dust that's on your lashes, you feel distinctly uncomfortable and you want to try and remove it. Well, one of the images I have is of Lakshmi and wearing this little rim of gold along her eyelashes, her eyelids. You know how we wear golden jewelry. It's like a piece of golden jewelry along her eyelids instead of makeup. And it glitters, it shines, but it's so light that it can stay there and it doesn't cause any pain or injury or discomfort. It indicates how light even the metal is, but it still retains its beauty. But it's absolutely light, no weight at all. And you can imagine how wonderful the beauty and the sparkle of the eyes are. And so that's just enhancing that total feeling of beauty.
Wow. I was looking for a detail. I didn't realize you could get that close in the specific of the Golden Age appearance. Thank you for the makeup detail of how we can, you know, arrange our eyes. It would be lovely. I hope brothers can do that too, you know.
I'm sure there must be some equivalent, but you don't know whether you're going to be, you don't know whether you're going to be in a female form or a male form, so.
One thing, you know, when looking at the seeing into the being, the posters that, you know, you've been having visions and trance experiences, some of us, like me, we don't get that kind of 3D experiences all the time. So for lack of postcards or previews from Golden Age, we're sometimes looking at those posters that pretty much look like some of the Bhakti posters with everyone's face seem to be painted by the same painter for the last centuries. How do you see the reality of Golden Age appearing? How far are we going to move away from the simplistic image sometimes that is given from Golden Age with the lion drinking with a lamb at the same pool. How do you see the reality of Golden Age? How do you see it happening and being concrete right in front of us?
It's interesting that you should use this word concrete, because it won't be concrete. It'll be filled with a lot of light. And I just see that everything that happens in human life is there in the Golden Age, but it's just reached the highest state of purity. So say, for example, a parent and the child, the mother and father and the child, and even today, in some cases still, you see this perfect love that beams from the parent's eyes for the child, and the child is responding with a lot of love. Even now, it's still possible to see that perfect parent and child image. Multiply that, magnify that, and you see the reality of the Golden Age, that the child is born, whether it's born in a palace or whether it's born in a much simpler surrounding, but the experience of being welcomed into a home with love will be very real. And what I like is that Baba said how here, you know, when the child is born, the doctors have to slap the bottom to make the child cry, to make sure that the lungs are functioning well. Well, you know, what is start to life? Being slapped on your bottom and in situ, nothing like that. Just a very easy entry, easy for the mother, easy for the infant. Just an entry into the world and a big beaming smile. And I even imagine that, and it's my imagination, no doubt, but that it's not that the baby will be just keeping the eyes closed for days and hours, but the child will be able to open the eyes, see the parents, and see the love in their eyes, respond to that. And yes, I'm sure infants will need more sleep than the adults, but it won't be the same heavy situation as today. And as the child is growing and the connection that the child has with friends, again, a very loving one, friendship, fun, laughter, all of that is part of childhood, not just seriousness, but a lot of fun, a lot of running around, and no need to worry about what's going to happen to my child. We're just allowing the child to be able to run freely in the garden, a big, big garden, with lots of things to play around with, animals to pet and fondle and just be with them and enjoy their company too. Going to school, and again, I was always said how school will be fun and the learning will be through games. There's not much history to learn. Geography, yes, you'll study geography and art and music and dance. Yes, this is part of the agenda. You'll learn arithmetic, I'm sure, in a very natural and easy, light way. You'll learn language so that you know how to do things properly. I'm wondering whether you'd have physics and chemistry. That seems a little bit like too much hard work. I know that Satyuk will have all the latest devices and you'll have your Vimans, etc. But, you know, there's two sides to it, in the sense that the people who are creating all these amazing instruments for us to use do all the heavy duty work, and we just simply enjoy them. We don't need to get into the technology of everything. It's there and it's fairly complicated, but we don't need to worry about it. And for us, it's just simply the joy of using that device. And so in Satyug also, everything's foolproof. I don't even need to worry that it's the brakes are going to fail or something like that's going to happen. It's all the devices that are around me. Whoever's done the job, I don't know what scientists will be doing there apart from enjoying themselves also. But everything is there, ready-made, and so I'm just enjoying those devices and having fun with them. Yeah. And then when I start work, I'll go to work, and I'm sure that there's work for me to do. What sort of work? Well, there are lots of jobs that will be redundant, but there will be jobs there, and there will be things to do. And so life will carry on, but in its most beautiful and natural way. Nothing that's artificial, nothing that's pretense, nothing that's going to cause any trouble for another or for the self.
I know when we listen to you, and I know we're hearing also Baba's words in the ways that he's been describing this new world, but if we compare that also with the world in which we're living today, it's really a puzzle, you know, to think, well, we have faith in a golden age. We know the way you describe it is a reality, or will be a reality. The process of from seeing to being, how do you think that, first of all, what do we need to hold in our conscience now to be the best, how would I call it, instigators of that new world? So what should be in our awareness now that we create that golden age? And second part of the question is, how do you see us moving practically from this world in which we are living into this new world? And I remember a long, long time ago, you mentioned that it will not happen over a 24-hour period. There will be a process of transformation. So I'd like if you can elaborate in those two aspects.
Firstly, what I'm seeing is the question of myself. And so when I hold that vision of my own highest form, that state in which my own original qualities are continually being expressed and manifest in real life, I hold that vision and I try and move towards that vision right now here in the confluence age, so that the dignity, the royalty, the truth shine through now. And the closer I am to expressing all of those beautiful ideals of Satyug, the happiness, the joy, nothing can impinge on that. It stays continuously. And there's love for whoever it is that comes within my horizon. It's not a question of discrimination or one relationship being preferred to another, but really being able to connect with every human being whom I come across and being able to treat them with love in the same way, in that same spirit. So I'm not thinking about golden palaces becoming a reality. I'm thinking about the highest within myself, that vision in front of me and my moving towards the vision, so that the gap between now and that future reality closes, so that then the now and reality is one, and it is the reality of perfection of soul. That's the major thing. But I also would like to see others in the same way, so that I'm not seeing them in their present form, but I'm seeing them in their perfect form. And this is how Baba sees us. When we are in front of Baba, Baba tells us, Baba's seeing the crown of light. Baba's seeing us as the future deities. Baba's seeing the highest within us, and never anything less than that. And because Baba is seeing that, we feel uplifted. And so we then decide, yes, I'm going to make effort and move towards it. But now it's going to be a question of me holding the vision of myself and me holding that same vision for others, so that then that vibration of perfection is able to spread around. It's able to ripple out and impact many, many others. So the seeing into being is very much the subject of self-transformation for me. And yes, I know that nature will be at its most beautiful because it's pure, clean, sattva pradhan. So of course that will be the outcome, that will be visible, that it is in its original first blush of purity and the beauty that comes of that. The transition period, I see how at the moment we are seeing an escalation in all sorts of violence. the violence of nature, the violence of human beings, and at some point of time there's going to be a huge amount of violence that will liberate souls from bodies, and the majority of souls will go home. On the landmass of Bharat, it's a huge population, and so a huge number of souls will fly home. But there on that landmass, I see that what will remain is a group that Baba has described as the advanced party souls, and there'll also be a group of the souls from the last kalpa in this mixture that remains. The souls who are still there from the last kalpa gradually leave, and the souls that have come, the advanced party souls, they have the power to be able to reproduce with the power of purity. And the new generation, the first generation of the deities, is born into that golden age. And meanwhile, nature will have done its work of doing the cleanup, and so things will have settled down. And so I have no idea of how long all this would take. Maybe it's relatively short speed of space of time, because this is quite speedy, but it's not instant. And I could be completely wrong, because Baba hasn't described that transition period in a lot of detail. What Baba has said is, prepare yourself, and when you're ready, you're prepared, then you'll see the world unfold. You'll understand what's going on as it happens. But of course, the advanced party souls don't have information as such. They don't know the detail of Gyan. What they are carrying within themselves are the fruits of Gyan, which means that they possess the sense of detachment. They have this ability to have the power of purity, the power of yoga, to be able to be the parents of the new first generation of the deities, souls who've gone home and come down again very quickly. But they won't be able to have knowledge as such, because they don't have knowledge clearly at this moment. So it's not Brahmins who are carrying knowledge that can be passed on to the next generation. They're gone by then. The other non-Jnani souls have also left to go home, and the advanced party souls are born. Again, they carry the sanskars of knowledge, of love and detachment and perfect balance and harmony, but they don't carry information. And so knowledge has again become merged within the soul, and God has again become silent and is in a state of retirement in Paramdham. And so we begin the golden age with that innocence, not even knowing that there has been such a traumatic end point and a new beginning. We'll see the beauty, and we won't be counting that it's date number one, but it'll just be an awareness that there's something that's a fresh beginning here.
Well, I feel we're ready. Anytime you want to suggest tea, we can go to the golden age.
Well,
I know there won't be
yet. I'm not quite sure that I've done all the work I need to do inside in terms of reaching that state of perfect purity and beauty. So I don't know how long it's going to take.
We'll give ourselves a few more days then. But I know there won't be any journalists in the golden age, so you won't be asked so many questions as you are. There would be 100, at least 100 more I'd love to ask you, but we have the reality of time in this side of the world where we won't have that reality in the golden age. So just to close this beautiful little entrance into the new world with you, we'd love you to take us into a more experimental moment of your vision of golden age, and in the form of a few minutes of meditation. Can you lead us into an experience?
Sure. Sitting quietly, I see Baba in front of me, and the light that shines from God liberates me from all the bondages of the body and the things of the bodily dimension, and I fly to my home. A world of light, a place of infinity, purity, total silence. And here in my home, now a thought arises, and as soon as the thought arises, it propels me from my home, and I move from that space of light, following the power of my thought, and that is, I want to experience the Golden Age. And as I approach the earth, I see the beauty of the earth, nature, fresh, virgin, green, abundant, the waters sparkling, pure and clear. And I'm on this earth. And after some time, I emerge as an infant. And there's nothing but love, nothing but light that surrounds me. I look into the eyes of my parents, and the eyes are welcoming me. That love that shines. I see how my parents gaze at each other with love. It's love that's mutual. It's love that's totally unconditional, accepting me, accepting each other. My parents carry me to the garden, and I see butterflies and birds dancing. It is as if they've been waiting to perform just for me, to welcome me into this world. I see children playing, and their laughter is like tinkling bells and is a song. My parents don't need to say very much. I can catch their thoughts. They can catch mine. But yes, they do speak. And when they speak, it's the sound of music. I'm in a place in which there seems to be beautiful light all around me. People around, just a few, with great smiles, waiting to care for me. A world of truth. Truth shining through every particle. Truth shining through every cell. Truth, which is the foundation of Satyug, the age of truth. This is the world that's waiting for us. This is the world that Baba is preparing me for. And the truth with which I live my life today is the guarantee with which I move towards that age of truth. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much, Sister Jinti. It's really, really a privilege to having spent a few moments with you in that visionary moment. I'm sure everyone listening will feel as if they've been watching a great visionary painter using a meticulous paintbrush designing every trait of the future. So thank you so much for helping us in seeing the future clearer. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Eric. Very good questions. And yes, that world is not so far away. And we just have to take a few more steps in our own inner journey to make it become a reality. Om Shanti.